Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. If you used to hang out at video arcades in the 1980s, then there might be enough nostalgia value to attract you to Adam Sandler's sci-fi comedy, Pixels. Everyone else, save your tokens. In this lame enterprise, Sandler, Josh Gad, and Peter Dinklage play nerdy gamers who are called upon to save humanity when an alien force invades the Earth. Seems the extraterrestrials mistook some old video game footage for an aggressive challenge, and they send high-tech versions of Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Centipede, and Galaga to destroy us. The effects are special, but the comedy is anything but. In fact, the screenplay is so lame, it plays like they took an old script from one of Sandler's earlier farces and just inserted giant video game icons. If you really want to see a good video game movie, skip Pixels and rent Wreck-It Ralph. Paper Towns is yet another coming-of-age dramedy adapted from the work of novelist John Green, who gave us the tearjerker The Fault in Our Stars. Nat Wolff plays Quentin, a high school senior who's been madly in love with his neighbor Margot since childhood. His feelings for the enigmatic girl remained unrequited. When Margot mysteriously disappears, however, Quentin and his outcast friends embark on a road trip to find her, relying on some cryptic clues that she left behind. Paper Towns offers nothing new or groundbreaking, and the finale comes off as a bit anticlimactic. But while it's much ado about nothing, Paper Towns is a sweet-natured and well-acted enterprise, a real relief from all of the gross-out teen comedies we've become accustomed to. Also opening this week, Jennifer Connelly plays a mother emotionally scarred by a past accident in the drama Aloft, and Southpaw is a boxing drama starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Forrest Whitaker, and Rachel McAdams. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.